the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. I haven't even mentioned the fact yet that it's April 15th, the real April Fool's Day. It was back in 1913 that we got rid of senators being elected by the legislatures so the states could no longer have a checkmate on federal corruption and power grabs. And we got the private Federal Reserve and its funding mechanism by its collection agency, the Internal Revenue Service. We got the income tax. All in December of 1913, now 101 years ago. And we've lived under it now for four generations, have now lived in this system. Like Ron Paul said, 1913 was not a very good year, was it? We have Lucas Jewell joining us at the bottom of the hour, who got pulled over by the armored MRAP in Florida, formerly one of the producers for Adam Kokesh. And we got Joel Gilbert popping in on a clip I'm going to play coming up where Obama comes out and thanks and says he owes basically everything to Frank Marshall Davis, the top communist pornographer, who is his real daddy, and shot some kinky porn with mama. Obama's mama. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, I just pinch me. Am I dreaming? It just gets weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder and crazier. I mean, we have a Nazi collaborator funding the takeover of real media, trying to finance destroying the middle class and opening our borders, funding a war with Russia and the overthrow of Ukraine. And he's just walking around. We've got Obama, the bizarro son of a communist pornographer who he admittedly lived with when he was a kid. It's just a freak show, man. It's a takeover. You wonder who would want to take America over? Scum? Trash? Filth? Mental patients? Devils? I don't know what you want to call them. I mean, who would want to wreck a free market bonanza? Who would want to wreck all this liberty? Who would want to wreck all this prosperity? There's a reason everybody was kicking and screaming for 100+ years to get here. Because compared to other places, America was really nice. I mean, if you live in Switzerland or Luxembourg or something and you're real rich and part of the power structure, it's nice. If you're not from there and aren't part of the in crowd, it's not that good. You can't afford to live. New Zealand, I've been there, but no folks that have been. It's nice for now until everybody gets the word and goes there. And it's too socialist, but it's beautiful. But beauty does not make the place a utopia. The only real utopia is liberty and freedom and the animating contest of competition. And within the imperfectness of that contest, and that experience is utopia. I've got to say that adversity and exaltation and victory and defeat and struggle and success and failure and all that goes into it is fantastic. It's fun to sneak into the desert and try to find an Al-Qaeda base, even though it's dangerous. It's fun to sneak into Bohemian Grove and be questioned by the Secret Service. And to get the video and to infiltrate successfully, blow their operation, have them break in our hotel rooms, grab our stuff in the mail and everything else, and still have copies outside of that that ended up hitting the world. It's fun to expose the open borders and break a national news story and to show they're shipping the illegals in. It's fun to expose that they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and make them take it out. It's fun to have victory over evil. It's fun to do good. The soul grows in the sunlight of God.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. 12 noon Eastern to 3 p.m. Eastern. That'd be 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Coming up, we have the gentleman pulled over by the MRAP armored truck in Florida. We're going to get his take on that situation briefly. Then we have the filmmaker, Joel Gilbert, who made Dreams My Real Father. We've now had congressmen come out and point out that Obama was raised by a communist pornographer, a top communist. I mean, it was fun about the Soviets to run newspapers nationwide. I mean, you're talking... you know, in the committees, working for people that killed tens of millions. I mean, just super creepy. Tied into the Weathermen, all of them. I mean, this is a sinister group. And now Obama has come out and said, yeah, he basically learned everything from Frank Marshall Davis, who we know in his own book. You know, Obama says he grew up with him and stayed with him on summers, and his grandfather was best friends with him. Yeah, and your mother basically was his girl and shot porn with him. And we've got him in the same house you were raised in with photos of you in the house on the same couch in the same room with the same pictures where the porn shot. And what's crazy is that no one picked that up. They'll pick up he's from Kenya all day. And I admitted we got fooled by that. I admitted all that. Because, again, he was the editor of the Harvard Law Review for multiple years, and in the foreword to it said, you know, it's a great honor as someone born in Kenya and then, you know, to be here now at Harvard and blah, blah, blah. And then his wife in the campaign, the first campaign, saying he was born in Kenya, and they put out fake birth certificates to upset us, to mess with us, to make us take the bait. I mean, they put out the typewriter font is the Microsoft Word font selection where each typewriter, like a snowflake, is a different blob, micro splats, like a ice flake, like a snowflake. All I did when it came out with Rob Dew, the first thing I did was, and it was in layers, we put out that it was in layers, got millions of views, you know, huge viral videos. We were the first. And I'm not a forensics person, but I'm not stupid. I know how to look at something and see if it's my signature. And the first thing we noticed is it was in seven layers. And people say, well, that was an accident. They split the layers. There wouldn't be layers if it wasn't in layers before. It was a fake scan. And they put it out as the document to make it obvious. Only now, in hindsight, we figure all this out. So it was a deliberate forgery to get us off track, along with everything else. Him not looking like his dad, on and on and on. The government not thinking it was his dad and throwing him out of the U.S., the fake commie dad. That was just their cover. So that we would never look at what was in his own book, hiding in plain view, that he spent summers with Frank Marshall Davis. That is just such a big deal because then they can blackmail Obama and control him with all of that information. The video's on InfoWars.com. Obama admits, noted communist, schooled him on white racism. I'm going to play that clip in a moment. And then I got something very exciting I want to announce to the listeners. I threw this initiative out just a week ago, and our great reporters and researchers have hit the ground running. So I've got something really exciting I'm going to announce and play here in a moment. But first, here is that clip ahead of the guest joining us of Obama talking about Frank Marshall Davis, the guy that published communist newspapers all over the U.S., big ones, worked for the Central Committee, KGB operative, just incredible, and he also ran distribution of a major porn operation. That's how communists make their money. That and Robin Banks and stuff. That's the Weatherman, though. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
And the passage finally ends with me having a conversation with a close friend of my maternal grandfather, a close friend of Gramps, a black man from Kansas named Frank, actually at the time a fairly well-known poet named Frank Marshall Davis, who had moved to Hawaii and lived there. And so I have a discussion with him about the kinds of frustrations I'm having, and he sort of schools me on that I should get used to these frustrations. So let me dig in.
And you look at him, he is his father's son. I mean, that is daddy. Unbelievable. Go see the video at InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener. InfoWars.com/show. You can see it right there. Totally blows me away. Totally blows me away. Now, let's shift gears into some good news. You know, I had a thought. On the internet-only streams, I'm going to put some of these on the network as well so radio listeners can hear them. We have the podcast ads, is what I call them, that just the folks on the streams, the video feeds, see. Still a huge audience, but not as big as the AM and FM audience. It's probably 80% of our audience. Millions every day. But we have rated, last time we got ad agency condensed numbers, that is a boil down only on stations subscribing to the rating system. You have to subscribe to the numbers. About 3 million listeners a day, terrestrial radio. And it's grown since then. I'm told it's about 4 million. That's very important because that's a big mass of people that we're able to hit. You can tell friends and family, tune into this local AM or FM station. But also, I'd like to have part of the ads, and I'm going to have this because I only have a few of the ads on the network, but I'm going to have to do this, where they're little one-minute evergreen reports about the history of liberty and standing up for freedom and this great continuum, but also breaking news reports and analysis. And I... boom, heard one air this morning. I asked Jakari to do it last week, and he just did a great one. That's just a one-minute inspirational. And then I just heard one that Rob Dew did, perfect for tax day today, He's our news director on the nightly news. And that's what I love about my crew. Just wild horses can't drag them away. They all want to work. They're up to like 8 or 9. And I say, go home and see your family, but they bring their kids up here because they want to fight the tyranny. I mean, it's just, it's like target fixation when you're in a B-17 shooting at Messerschmitts coming in. You don't want to stop. I mean, it's just, you're committed. That's good. It's a fighting spirit. And then I haven't heard David Knight yet, but I'm sure it's going to be excellent as well. So we're also going to take some of these and put video to them and air them on the nightly news. But you'll be hearing these during the breaks here on the radio show. So let's go ahead and go to a compilation of three of these that are airing today during the breaks.
I was born on the prairies where the wind blew free, and there was nothing to break the light of the sun. I was born where there were no enclosures. Geronimo. I wonder what he thinks of the permanent checkpoints, where you're quizzed about your citizenship, about having to submit to bag searches to ride public transportation, his thoughts on nonviolent offenders riding away in prisons. They say that in these current times we are more, quote, civilized, but are we really more free? When the Persian army demanded King Leonidas and his Spartans surrender their arms, the outnumbered king shouted, Molon Labe, or come and take them. Even though Leonidas was eventually defeated by a much larger adversary, he is not remembered for his loss. He lives in history as a beacon of defiance and self-defense. The desire to disarm the people is nothing new. Arm yourself with knowledge at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and the Alex Jones channel on YouTube.
Your Federal Reserve tribute known as the income tax is due on April 15th. That is, unless you're one of the following Fortune 500 companies that aren't paying any taxes. Daily Mail reports the Fortune 500 companies that didn't pay a penny in 2014 income tax despite being worth billions. Some of the companies include CBS, Mattel, Prudential, Time Warner, Owens Corning, JetBlue, Xerox, Priceline.com, and perennial bomb maker General Electric. Some of these companies even got tax rebates back. Are you serious? Thank goodness we have Hillary Clinton, who's now attacking the 1%. She really means it. Did you know that Ronald Reagan's Grace Commission report found that one-third of all income taxes are consumed by waste and inefficiency in the federal government? And 100% of what is collected is absorbed solely by interest on the federal debt, which means that your tax dollars are paid to the private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Bow down to your overlords and pay your stinking taxes, unless you're one of these Fortune 500 companies. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
The BLM is at it again. This time they're not trying to take a rancher's grazing rights, pretending that they're protecting an endangered species. Now they're going after the mining rights of one of the oldest continuing claims in the U.S. So old that it's protected under the General Mining Act of 1872. And they're not even giving the lawyers for the miners a reason, let alone a day in court. The Galise Mining District in Oregon reports that one of the mine owners has been given a cease and desist order with a deadline of Saturday, April the 25th. They must remove all equipment and buildings and fill in the tunnels by then, which is impossible. The owners of the Sugar Pine Mine have stated that they will fully disobey the order they say is illegal and invalid, and they have called for assistance. Local chapters of Oath Keepers and Three Percenters have responded, and others are on the way. For more information and updates as the situation develops, stay tuned to the Alex Jones Radio Show and the Nightly News, or go to InfoWars.com and our YouTube channel, the Alex Jones Channel.
And spread the word to your friends and family about the local AM and FM stations that you're listening to and support their local sponsors. Here's my frustration. It's why I need 2 or 3 more camera people, 2 or 3 more ground reporters, and 3 or 4 more writers. I need to be able to send, I think, Jakari Jackson and maybe Marcos Morales or somebody, I'm not sure, out to this Oregon situation as it develops. I mean, I covered it some yesterday. They have total rights under federal and state law. They believe only about 1% of the gold's been taken out of this. It's the clean type of gold mine compared to some of the others that use cyanide. They've shut down almost all our mines in this country. It's a joke. And they're not even giving a reason under law. They're just saying we're doing it. And that's because the globalist creditors want everything kept in the ground until they take over. They always kick people off things, then move back in and open it up. In fact, I've seen some estimates that were in the news that there may be as much as $10 billion of gold in that claim. And you better believe in 10 years, if they give it up, the government will then hand it over to someone that says they're doing it economically clean. That's how these businesses work. it's for the environment, where, I mean, it's just all take from you, give it to somebody else, and they're just militarizing the police to go around and carry out their orders. And there'll be another stand down here, just like the Bundys. You guys really want a shooting war, don't you? This never ends.
From the producers of the multi-award-winning documentary A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, Free Mind Films is proud to announce the release of their third film, Shadow Ring. Narrated by award-winning Hollywood actor Kevin Sorbo, Shadow Ring will reveal the history of America's hidden oligarchy and their hidden agendas, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, and the Federal Reserve Bank. Get an exclusive sneak peek and secure your copy today at ShadowRingMovie.com.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth Seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Just called me minutes ago and said, hey, refresh Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got big breaking news. DHS to purchase an additional 62 million rounds of AR-15 ammo And he asked, are the feds attempting to control the market and drive supply? Do fish swim in the ocean? Do women like to comb their hair? Is the Easter Bunny a bunny? Is Hillary Clinton a lying sack of filth? Is Obama the son of a top communist pornographer? DHS to purchase 62 million rounds of AR-15 ammo. And then I want to change the headline. It's an excellent article by Paul. On top of the 3 billion rounds already purchased in the last 4 years. Are we going to kind of have maybe a long subheadline that says, you know, bringing the total to well over 3 billion rounds purchased in the last 4 years? Is this a plan to dry up the supply? Yes. He said he'll get the guns one way or another. He's been in the news. You can pull the headline up that he'll use executive power to do it. And I knew this was the case. What'd you say, CJ?
Oh, sorry, it's on Drudge.
Oh, our story's already on Drudge?
Yes, it is.
Wow, that's Drudge is so fast. I mean, Drudge is quicker than I am. Half the time, he's got one of our stories before I'm even aware of it. Homeland Security purchasing 62 million rounds of AR-15 ammo. And there's now video. I want to play that. Homeowner shoots down drone flying over his property. I should just read the DrudgeReport.com every day on air, and he's better than focusing on news than I am. Look at the left-hand side of Drudge. I mean, look at those incredible headlines. I've got it punched up right here. Europe has now indicted Google. That's going on. The federal tax code is longer than hundreds of Bibles. How many pages is it?
74,608.
Wow. Yeah, because for some reason, Drudge on that TV, it cuts off the edge. We got to get a function where he can shrink it down a little bit, because I know he's got information corner to corner. Unlike InfoWars, it looks like somebody shot it with a shotgun full of ads. but we are redesigning InfoWars. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I was saying Drudge doesn't format correctly in new browsers, so when you zoom or decrease, it's still on the same side of the screen.
I kind of like that, though, because it's so original and it doesn't change. It just gets better. So here is that story. DHS to purchase 62 million rounds of AR-15 ammo. And, yes, they're trying to drop the supply. This is on top. Everybody keeps using the 2.6 billion number from, like, 3 years ago. I've been adding it up. And maybe Kit Daniels, who's really good at this, he really stays on this. Kit, can you maybe update his article and say updated by Kit Daniels at the bottom or something, and try to add up from all the articles we've done in the federal purchase orders a guesstimation, because I don't claim it'll be exact. There's so many orders we don't even know about. But it was 2.6 a couple years ago, I think 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, and then there's just hundreds of millions getting bought all the time, like 20 million here, 40 million there, 1 million there, 8 million there, 70 million here, 99 million here, 150 million here. And we knew it was about the ammo when it was like millions of rounds of ammo that they don't use. 30-odd-6, 243, 38 special. They don't use those rounds in the U.S. military. They use 223, 308. 50 caliber BMG, what is it, 50 caliber, the little short ones, what do they call it? I can't remember anymore, APC, I forget all the names. I mean, there's probably only 10 rounds they use in the U.S. military. There's a good reason for that. You don't want to have a whole bunch of different rounds. It's very simple what's used. They are buying, I mean, that's one article, was a kid or Don Salazar did one, I remember one last year, where it was just like hundreds of cartridges. They were buying up like 44 Long Colt. That you can hardly even order. I've got a 44 Long Colt. It's an amazing rifle. Great for shooting wild hogs. Just throw it right in the back of your truck. Small rifle, super high powered. 44 Long Colt. Most people shoot the 44 Colt, which is still long. It's not Long Colt. You got to shoot Long Colt in those rifles. But they're buying Long Colt. They're basically buying everything up. This story is big. I want to go out and shoot my Long Colt. I want to go out and shoot my Barretts. But mainly, I want to go out and shoot my 223s. I didn't used to be a big fan of 223s back, you know, 25 years ago when I would shoot AR-15s, but they've really perfected them now. I just love the 223. It's like a laser beam. Loving it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Sometimes there's a video, a photo, a statement, an image that no matter what the social engineers try to do with their PR stunts, the public sees through. Brian Williams saying that, oh, he was shot down in a helicopter, and you never forget the missile shooting up and exploding and the smell of it and everything. And then, oh, actually, I was 10 minutes behind, an hour behind, 2 hours behind. Actually, I was nowhere around it. I just misremembered it, and now he's made up a bunch of other stuff. Hillary Clinton saying she was shot at and attacked in the air and on the airfield in Bosnia with CBS News. They show the footage. None of it happened. It's those simple lies that people can wrap their minds around. And the image of a armored tank pulling a citizen over and then getting in their face and saying, stand right there. That tells a, not a thousand words, but a million words. And we're going to talk to Lucas Jewell, who I think has been on the show before, back when he worked with Adam Kokesh. He's a former Navy air traffic controller who woke up in the military and got out as a conscientious objector. He went on to manage libertarian activist Adam Kokesh's operation for a while. And he has joined us before. He's running for city commission in Gainesville, Florida, unsuccessfully. And is a student majoring in economics at Santa Fe College. Facebook, J-V-I-L-L-E. J-Vile. And we're going to be talking to him in a moment about getting pulled over by the tank and roll some of that video and describe it for the audience. Oh, by the way, the story up on Infowars.com and now up on DrudgeReport.com is dealing with another 62 million rounds. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know what the number is now. About a year ago, Kit Daniels added it up, and it was over 3 billion rounds have been purchased in the last 4 years by Homeland Security, including the illegal types under NATO that are hollow point. That's just the law. It's the Geneva Convention. They're anti-personnel rounds because they hurt people too bad they're banned. I mean, that just shows how silly it all is. The point is they're buying illegal ammo. It's for us. They got the targets of the Patriots. The training is for it. The manuals are for it. The drill out in California over the weekend that we were banned from, it was sovereign citizen gun owners, veterans. They were practicing attacking. We have it on video. We played it yesterday. So while we have ISIS bases 5 miles over the border of El Paso, Judicial Watch reporting on, our reporters are down there reporting on it as well. We're here bracing for the government basically declaring us to be the open enemy. And they bought up not just the 45 ammo for your Colt 911s that the military still has sometimes, and the Berettas they have with the millimeter, 9mm, and the 223 and the 308 and the 50 cal BMG and all the rest of it. They're buying up hundreds of other different exotic cartridges. We're going to be breaking that down more, and we'll also get Lucas Jewell's take on that in just a moment. And I've got my little decorative 100-year anniversary Colt 911 right here. And again, we bring guns out on the show sometimes because it's our American and free human birthright to not be disarmed slaves. You can go back to 300 in Greece to understand that. That's what Jakari Jackson put on earlier. It's the fact that you shouldn't be scared of a citizen with a firearm. You shouldn't be scared of the image of a free man or woman with a gun. I mean, where are the feminist groups saying arm women? And I'm not usually into fancy dandy guns, pearl-handled guns, but, you know, you got to celebrate a Colt 911. You got to pay your tithes to the gun manufacturer, Colt, or the enemy will take this company down. They are suing them, of course. So you shop with the good guys, you vote with your dollars. And if you got the money, this is a sweet shooting 45 as it gets. So good and sweet. Loving little firearm. Such a nice little super shock hollow point round. Before some anti-gunner sends me an email, it's illegal to use in warfare hollow point. It's not illegal for citizens to have them in self-defense. Okay, let's continue now here. Another report on Infowars.com. Hillary hasn't driven a car since 1996 to show how disconnected from reality. I wonder if she's driven in a tank. Well, yeah, we know that presidential vehicles pretty much are tanks on wheels, and we know that the thousands of NRAPs that they promised were just for terrorists are now being used at checkpoints on the highways to intimidate the public. We'll be talking about that, as I said, in a moment. But first off, briefly, we're running a special on fluoride shield that is basically a chelator. It's got, I think you guys have that door open. Just a little update. It's got, what is it, 5 ingredients. It's got the nascent iodine, but 4 other ingredients that are known to pull toxins out of the body. And it's something that I take on a daily basis. You can get a free bottle of it. That is a huge value. Absolutely free when you get it with 2 bottles of Survival Shield X2. That are already discounted right now with free shipping. So that's a win-win. A free bottle that is a $29.95 value with the 2 bottles of Survival Shield X2 and free shipping. And that is while supplies last. We are set to sell out of fluoride shield. And I like to do the opposite of what other folks do. When we're about to sell out of something, I may not have it for a while. I discount it instead of jacking up the price on it, which is what I guess a lot of folks would do. I just do counterintuitive things. It seems to work by the grace of God. So you can get a discount on that before it sells out. InfoWarsWife.com or 888-253-3139. And one other special we're running on InfoWarsLive.com with the free shipping is the products I took for 45 days religiously. Because I'll admit it, I forget all the time to take it. So I even had a reminder on my iPhone. I had the crew telling me to do it, to every day remember at least twice a day to take. Well, the OxyPower only did for like 6 days of that period, but the others I took, if you do that once a month, the others I took every single day, the Supermill Vitality and the Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, that we have these huge iodine deficiencies, and it's the good halogen. If you don't know the reason to get it, just go watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. It's really a missing link. It's so important. And finally doing that, it just dramatic energy, libido, weight loss, muscle gain. You've seen it on the show, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And lastly, it is important to remember, just as I said with the Second Amendment, to vote with your dollars and to support the broadcast, because that's how we get the word out, is free will. We're not here like the IRS today with a gun to your head, taking your money to then give it to George Soros to give it to the media to try to demonize the American people. We're here fighting the onslaught globalist takeover of America. And if we just get people to realize how huge this takeover is and what amazing times we're alive in, it's game over for the globalist. So we have to get out of our comfort zones, and we have to really take action. I think the answer for our guest, is to do things like go to the public events they're going to have with the MRAP to condition the public to accept it, and nicely interview these cops and say, you know, you threatened me to get in front of my car. You were going to arrest me. Do you enjoy being on a petty power trip? And do you understand that you're going to have your rights violated by the system as well? I would have events, public education events. I would, you know, get the local city park and not even call it a demonstration, but call it an educational event about community policing. See, zig when they zag, and then actually reach out to the police and to the public and talk about why they're being given these caches of weapons. Why is the government buying billions of rounds of ammo? It was $3 billion a couple of years ago. I mean, it's we've got to add it all up as best we can and explain it as best we can and just link to the different purchases. It'll be far bigger than what we say. But they would get up and say, we didn't buy 1 billion rounds. We didn't buy a million rounds. It's always, we didn't buy, we didn't buy, as they arm and train to take on the American people and admit it. So we have to have a discussion about this. And there is a discussion about the fake drug war and about the militarization of police and about the surveillance grid and how the DEA is caught dealing with drugs. We just continue to do that, but realize they're compartmentalized in all these agencies. They're not all bad. A lot of them are good and are some of the most awake people out there. And so the system just hopes we attack the government itself. Here's an analogy that I'm going to my guest. There are many cases in history where an Islamicist radical would hijack a plane, or others, criminals sometimes, and they found that if they tied up the pilots or made them fly for them, made them take their jackets off, they would put them on. Sometimes they wouldn't even button right. And that suddenly, if the hijackers were wearing official uniforms, everyone would start doing what they said more. That's the authority at a primitive level of a uniform. We recognize as humans, going back, that that's a warrior, that's the chief, and it's just archetypal programmed into us. Because back then, the warriors and the chief, if you're a little band of 100 people, they're almost always really were on your side. It was about barely surviving. It was all big family things. So we see somebody in a uniform as like our daddy, basically. And they didn't always put the uniform on. You put a uniform on, it was to go to war. Because another tribe of 1,000 people was coming down the river, burning everybody out, killing the men and taking the women. And so you made the decision to get ready to fight. Now, are you going to question the warriors in their uniforms? No, you're not. Your body's designed to gear up and do what they say. So this is all the conditioning that's going on. But DHS to now get 62 million more rounds of the AR-15 ammo to drive up the price, but also to hoard it for a civil war. And that's what every indicator shows they're doing, and the globalists are bold enough to try it. I hope to expose it, cause a national debate about it, so they have to back off. All right, Facebook.com/JVILLE. Lucas Jewell, naval veteran, joins us while he's talking. We'll roll in the background. some of the video and then cue it up to where the cop, you know, says, get over there, I'm going to arrest you. But you flipped them off. I probably wouldn't have done that. I'd have pulled over and confronted them nicely about, you know, what are you out here to do to condition the public to your armored vehicle? And, you know, I understand society's teetering on the edge of collapse, but, you know, that was done by design. You know, I would simply give them films and books because I found it's more effective. But I'm not, hey, it's your First Amendment to flip them off. And I get it. You're mad. We're being overrun. It's a standing army. I get it. So I can almost admire, you know, at one level, the fact that you're bold. Lucas, Jewel, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me, Alex. And while I can certainly agree that what I did was impolite, I would say, you know, the government has done some very impolite things to me also.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's true. We're lining up for a war in this country. I'm trying to stop it, but I mean, I get your anger. So describe what happened.
Well, I was driving down University Avenue here in Gainesville, Florida, right in front of the University of Florida, and I see an armed personnel carrier with a bunch of guys dressed up like G.I. Joes in the back of Kevlar, and I see this driving beside me on University Avenue, and I have a lot of issues with the police state and police militarization. So I just wanted to express my negative feelings towards that vehicle and towards those officers, and I did it by extending my middle finger towards those officers.
Well, I can say I've been flipped off by the Marines and Secret Service covering Bilderberg, and I didn't flip them off, so you know they weren't harassed. I mean, so you know that's their First Amendment to say they don't like me for whatever brainwashed reason. But so what happened next? Break it down.
So they proceeded to follow me in this armored vehicle for about 2 miles, and then I turned onto another road, and that's when they turned behind me and turned on the red and blue flashing lights that were on the top of this vehicle. Soon after, I'm pulled out of the vehicle. I'm assaulted by an officer. You know, one officer says I'm not allowed to film him because my phone might be a gun, which is completely ludicrous. And if you watch the video, the officer who tells me that I can't point my camera at him because it might be a gun, he eventually says that I can point the camera at myself. I just can't point the camera at him. So if he really was afraid that my camera was a weapon, why would he want me to still hold it?
Well, that's an unlawful order, and they're in a public place, and so until you're under actual arrest, you can't turn the camera off.
Right. And I didn't turn the camera off. You know, they were wearing Kevlar. They were wearing the same camouflage the United States Marine Corps wears. And they really, I feel like, took on the attitude of those uniforms. You know, They dressed up playing soldier, and so they finally got someone who they could bully, and they tried to bully me.
Well, I didn't know that they'd assaulted you and said that you couldn't film. I've just seen the part of them threatening to arrest you and pulling you over. I guess the full video is on your website. We're now rolling it now. Describe the assault.
Well, the officer tells me to stand in between the headlights and hand him my driver's license. So he gives me two orders at once. I hand him my driver's license, and I'm walking towards the headlights, and he tells me again to stand in front of the headlights. And you can see in the video I'm moving towards the headlights. And that's when he assaults me and says, you know, he's going to arrest me for resisting or something like that.
We'll play that clip in a moment. That's where I think these officers really do show themselves to be wannabe G.I. Joes. They think you're an Al-Qaeda operative inside Fallujah. As they pull you over, they should have just let you flip them off and been, you know, bigger men about it. And then they grab on you and threaten to arrest you. You can be seen to be doing what he says. He's playing games with you. And it's all about he wants you to know that he's your boss. Well, that's not how free countries work. And so if you want to put on a uniform, you're agreeing to take a lot of crap. So don't get into the uniform and then be in a pity party all day that somebody flips you off and then go and abuse them verbally and the rest of it for that. But, hey, the good news is Your story is a national story. It's all over newspapers everywhere, being played on the news. Man pulled over by tank. And people are really understanding that this is a fraud. So the good news is it's turned out to be good.
Yeah, you know, I think this has been very good and on multiple fronts. One, everyone should know that we do have the right of expression, and we can express ourselves even in ways that are unpleasant, such as extending your middle finger. So I hope that people realize that we're allowed to do that. And also, I hope this facilitates the debate about police militarization.
Well, I hope that happens. And of course, I can have my opinion, too. I don't think flipping police off is a good idea. A lot of them understand the First Amendment. A lot of them don't. I mean, just like I wouldn't flip off random men. You can get in a fight real quick doing that. But I understand. You can do what you want. You have a First Amendment. I'm just saying I don't think it's a good idea. I want to play the clip you're talking about as we go to break and come back, get some final comments from you, and talk about some of the journalism you're involved in. You've done a lot of great work. Let's go ahead and play that clip of him threatening him.
Mr. Jewell, we stand between the headlights.
I'm getting
stand between the headlights where I told you to. If I have to ask you again, you will be put in handcuffs and arrested for resisting. Do you understand me?
Okay.
Look at me. Do you understand me?
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man.
That's an armored vehicle. That's not a tank.
You're telling me this isn't a tank?
You were in the Navy?
Yeah.
And you think that's a tank?
You telling me this, something like this, wait, doesn't go to Iraq?
Film after this video. You think that's a tank?
You're telling me that this right here is not a tank? He told me to do that. He told me to do that. It's called a
what?
Armored personnel carrier.
I'm going to tell you what.
It's basically a tank.
Yeah, I don't mind you recording that, but you're not going to point it at me because there are firearms, firearms that are made of devices like that. So if you want to film all of us, I don't mind that, but we'll set your camera up where it can film all of us.
Yes, sir.
All right. You want to sit right here? It'll face this way when we're all talking.
Can I just point it at me?
That's fine.
Okay.
You're not going to point it at me, so that's the
case. Okay. Yes, sir.
He never says sir to you because he doesn't respect the American people.
Left hand out the window while you're operating a motor vehicle on a public roadway, particularly with your vehicle.
Cop doesn't say sir to me. I don't say sir to them. It disgraces this whole country. You know, I love that cop sitting there saying, don't point your phone at me. I mean, give me a break. Yeah, they got guns hidden in boots. Be like a cop saying, don't aim your boot tips towards me. There could be a gun in there. And, of course, when he first pulls him over, it's on the tape. He goes, why'd you pull me over in a tank? He goes, yeah, I did pull you over in a tank. And he's playing these games like we're the bosses. No, let me tell you who the bosses are. It's the globalists that put fluoride in your water, cop, that's going to brain damage your kids. It's the globalists that put the stimulants and adjuvants and cancer viruses in the vaccines. You better look into it because we care about you and your family. It's the globalists devaluing the currency and destroying the country right now. Have you seen the lawlessness going on right now? This is part of a larger plan to take this country down. And that just shows that the criminal elite want to just have tanks sitting around or armored vehicles with about five or six guys in camo to come up and bug their eyes out at somebody. It's just pathetic. But let me tell you, a lot of these guys, when a real civil war starts, are going to desert these police units. They don't want to have a real war. And once you take those George Soros orders and start the gun confiscation, you're just idiots. You're real morons. Real fools. 1% of the gun owners fight you. You're talking about millions of combatants. It'll be like trying to hunt a dodo bird after a few months. And you know what? You can't hunt dodo birds because they're extinct. Don't be a dodo. Please. People always said don't be a dodo, meaning it was a stupid bird. No, don't be a dodo. Don't do it. I know you're all dressed up and ready. Man. You can't tell a bull don't charge at a red cape, though. They always do, don't they? Going back to our guest, any final points you'd like to make, sir?
Yes, Alex. Earlier you were talking about how you don't advise people to flick off the police. I also don't advise people to go around flicking off police, and I don't go around flicking off police, but this was the first time that I had seen an armored vehicle with...
I understand. It was emotional. It was in the heat of the moment. I'm not judging you. I get what you did.
Right. So this isn't something that I commonly do.
No. You just got mad by a bunch of guys in Marine Corps outfits with an armored vehicle at your college. You're just like, can't I get back to a free country again? Exactly. You know, and if you wanted to live in Guatemala, you'd go down there. I get it.
Yes, sir.
So, listen, it's very upsetting when I've had the feds get in my face and do stuff and come. They've been at this office multiple times, and sometimes they're nice, sometimes they yell at me, and I just go, look, if you're going to act like a tough guy, just, you know, either get out of here or show me what you got.
Alex, I really appreciate all the work that you do, waking folks up, and in my 14-page conscientious objector application where I talk about the changes that were made in my...
Hold on, I want to hear this. We're back in 70 seconds. Don't hang up. Lucas Jewell. You can see his Facebook up there with him with Joe Rogan. And he's on his podcast. Lucas Jewell's our guest. Stay with us. Back in the third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our
pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.